Okay, do you want to start it off?
I will lead the way on this, yes. All right, Mike, we're back with another segment of Mike Reacts.
You forgot to say this is a deleted scene again.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't like to say it because it makes me sad that it's deleted. Okay.
This is a deleted scene.
All right, Mike.
Well, we do them separate.
What?
It's intentionally deleted, so it's...
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
We're just doing this now for fun.
I'm just saying,
so.
It just makes me sad. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. 1 and 2 and 3. All right, Mike. So this is another deleted.
Oh no, that was part of it.
What? We're just still recording?
Yeah, that was. I thought.
Now it's bad. Well, you can cut out one of us. Okay.
I'm not cutting any of this out.
Well, now it's just dumb. Okay, so now we're just talking about a thing. So I thought Mike was going to cut all this and we're going to restart, but now Mike's just telling me to keep going. So I'm going to keep going. So Mike, this is Mike Reacts, and Mike, I'm going to have you react to.
But you got
to
stop so that I can play the music.
I'm not stopping it ever again.
There are fascinating things from all corners of the internet. Internet. Ryan unearths bizarre stories, both from inside and outside the world of mental health.
Health.
How will Mike react? To these stories he has never heard before.
Four.
Only time will tell until Mike reacts.
So, Mike, it occurred to me as we watched Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind that a lot of Jim Carrey's characters would be miserable significant others. So what I'd like to do, what I'd like to have you react to, is that I'm going to give you a Jim Carrey character.
Okay.
And you are going to react as if you had just married them. And you can either be excited...
Okay.
Or terrified at the implications of being in a relationship with this character.
Okay. So I just kind of talk about like whether he's amazing and like his traits of being a good or bad husband.
Yes.
Or medium husband.
Or if you're terrified about what it's going to be like to be in a relationship with this person.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Are you ready?
Good.
Are you ready to react?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. The first Jim Carrey character that I would like you to imagine being in a relationship with is Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, I think this would be great. Yeah, I think Lloyd's a genuine person. I think he has only good intentions. Do I think it would be a struggle? Absolutely.
I mean, even just the noise by itself that I won't dare replicate would be a lot for me personally.
Yeah, no, neither of us are going to do that, no matter how funny it would be.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I mean, he's a genuine guy. I think it would be, if he loved you, I think he would be sincere about it. And yeah, I think it would be good. I just think he would have problems paying the bills.
That's fair. Okay. Moving on to another Jim Carrey character.
But that doesn't matter if you love someone.
Yeah, right. Fair. Is Charlie/Hank from the acclaimed comedy Me, Myself, and Irene, where Jim Carrey plays a character with split personalities.
Which one?
Well, he plays both of them, so you're married to both of them.
Ah. Well, I mean, that's not fair. We got to do... Okay, yeah, you're right. Well, this would be 50-50. half the time, it would be...
Well,
I know. Well, half the time, it'd be pretty... It would be a bad relationship, yeah. If you're going to take it as a whole, this wouldn't be good because you have a murderous, a guy who will take sexual advantage of you in your sleep and stuff. Yeah, this wouldn't be good. This would be a terrible, abusive relationship. I would want out of it pretty quickly.
Okay. Yes. Oh, I agree with you. I mean, this is not to say that people with split personalities or multiple personalities can't be good partners. We would never say that here on Pop Psych 101. But this particular character, played by Jim Carrey, we know would be probably difficult to be in a relationship with.
Right. Hank is a bad guy.
Right. All right. Moving on. Mike, what if you were married to the Riddler, as played by Jim Carrey in Batman Forever?
Hmm. Well, this one's hard to say because it depends on whether I agree with the Riddler or not.
With the riddles of the Riddler?
No, with like his mission.
I would say his general mission is that he's an insane dude that likes to commit crimes by leaving clues for people.
No, because before, you got to remember where he started from.
Oh yeah, he was like a scientist guy.
Yeah. If we're going, are we going with the Val Kilmer version?
That is the version in which Jim Carrey played Batman Forever.
Yes.
Play the Riddler. Yeah.
I'm cutting that out. Okay, so in this version of the Riddler, I always felt bad for his character before he became the Riddler. So, yeah, because if I'm with him, I'm with him before. I would be supportive of the Riddler. I don't think it would be the best marriage, but I would support him.
Wow, well, that would be an interesting marriage with all the fun, murderous clues he would probably leave around for you.
Well, it'd be like Bonnie and Clyde. It would be adventurous.
And you're signing up for that?
Signed up.
All right, well, good luck to you and the Riddler. Or what's his name? Is it like Stanley? No, I don't remember his name. It doesn't matter. All right, next.
It's Edward Nygma.
I knew it was, yeah, thank you. Enigma, of course. All right, next one, another famous Jim Carrey character. He really had a great run in the 90s, by the way, now that I'm looking back on all these. I'm giving you the classic Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Ooh. I'm going to say this is going to be a bad relationship.
Oh, but he's such a sweetheart. He cares about animals.
He loves animals, but I think...
Are you not an animals guy, Mike?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, you're right. Actually, thank you for making... I don't hate animals. I love animals, and I love that they exist, like, as a thing on the planet. And I love animal people that take care of animals. Personally, I don't want them in my house or in my yard. Because I already have enough going on. I just can't personally take, and I own up to the fact that I would not be a good animal caretaker, so I would not be good with Ace Ventura.
Okay, well, sorry, Ace. I guess you'll have to go back and find Cameron Diaz.
He would be annoying, too.
No, who's he married to in that one, or who's he in a relationship with somebody?
Courtney Cox.
Thank you. Well, speaking of Cameron Diaz, that's the last one that I'm going to give you, and that is Mr. Stanley Ipkiss from The Mask. And we are assuming that Stanley still has access to The Mask if he is your partner.
I'm going to have to say that this is just like Me, Myself, and Irene.
A little bit, yeah.
Where Stanley is a good, solid dude, and The Mask is a bad guy. He's kind of a hero. He stops the villain as the mask, but really in the end, Stanley is the one that stops him. And the mask, he kind of defeats the mask too. Have you seen Mask 2, by the way?
No, I know, but there's like multiple masks. And there's like the kid mask. There's many masks. Yeah.
But I'm going with, no, I don't want to be married to Stanley from the mask. But Mask 2 with Jamie Kennedy is like one of the worst movies ever made.
Oh, man. It's,
yeah, terrible. Don't watch it.
Well, that's what happens when you try to take something that Jim Carrey did and do it with somebody else.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, I think that's that. I mean, we could do this forever.
Do one more.
Okay. Let me give you one more.
I barely edit these, so it's like, it's easy.
I mean, there are still so many good ones. Okay. I am going to give you...
Just one more.
Okay. Because, I'm not going to give you Bruce from Bruce Almighty, because obviously that would be great. He has the powers of God.
You got to give me a tough one. Riddler was good because you could side with him either way.
It's like a conflict. Like, this could go either way. Right. So, in that case, I am going to go with... You know what, Mike? I'm just going to give you the one from the movie we talked about today. I'm going to give you Joel Barish.
Ah, oh, that is a conflict. Okay. This is a good one. And just so you guys know, we record deleted scene after we record the episode. And we did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. So
that's right.
Joel Barish loves deeply, right? But we did talk about the fact that I had concerns that he only loved Clementine because she showed him attention.
Mm.
And he just wasn't used to it.
Sure.
This is hard. This one's hard because it's like, is he going to get sick of me? And because of the fact that I get comfortable with him and I'm able to eat out to dinner without talking much, like a real relationship is he going to start calling us in his head the dining dead and be unsatisfied with our relationship?
It's a great question.
So I'm going to have to say I think he has a good heart. I think he loves deeply. But I think he has a lot of maturing to do before I want to be in a relationship with him.
Okay, well, that seems fair. And then, I mean, what else can you say, right? Like,
yeah.
It would take some work to be in a relationship with Joel. But,
yeah.
You know, as we said, sometimes that work can create a really healthy relationship. Well, yeah. So, Mike, I don't know if you're aware of this. I'm just going to give you one last. You don't have to react to this one because it's funny. And I didn't know this was happening. You may or may not be aware that there's going to be like a live action Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Oh, my goodness.
And Jim Carrey is playing Dr. Robotnik.
Are you serious?
I'm on the IMDb page. I thought I should let our audience know. Kind of want to see that movie.
So another thing for people getting to know us, Ryan and I are the same age. Like, what are we, 6 months apart?
Yeah, something like that.
And so were you a Sega guy?
I was a Sega guy. I didn't get Nintendo until N64.
So I was a Sega guy. So you played Sonic because it came with
Absolutely.
Sonic.
Oh, yeah. I love
Sonic.
Yeah.
So for me, I do not want to see a live action Sonic.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to be weird.
That's what I mean. Like, what is that going to look like?
It's going to be weird.
So, all right. Weird.
All right. So, well, that's Mike Reacts. Thank you, Mike, for reacting to all those fabulous characters of Mr. Jim Carrey.
That was a deleted scene.
That was not Mike Reacts.
And Mike Reacts. Deleted scene, Mike Reacts. All right, bye.
Mike Reacts.